Yo Pods, check out Meet Mitch and Leewood for award-winning barbecue, outstanding atmosphere, and your destination to watch all your favorite March Madness action. Tailgating for opening day? Place your order online and pick up on way to the game. Meet Mitch Barbecue, East 95th and Mission in Ranch Martin or Shopping Center.
You are now in the pocket with Covell Hudson.
How's it going, pocket heads? It is Monday, April 15th, halfway through April. And it's a lot happening right now. It's a slow time in sports, but it's a busy time in sports. It's kind of a weird time before baseball. And usually the Royals have lost 12 games by now. So we're like, oh, we have a baseball team? That's usually how, but that's different. So we're going to talk Royals. I'm sure Kyle has some nice numbers and nice information cooked up about this Royals team.
I'm just happy the Royals was the first sports team you brought up in your intro.
Man, you know what?
Isn't that insane?
That is insane. That is insane. Mainly because the Chiefs aren't playing. And the only news is Rashee Rice. So that's a caveat. That's a small little piece there, but yeah, we'll discuss the Royals and their hot streak. Can they keep it going? Kyle had a prediction last week, and we're gonna see how he did prediction. Yeah. We'll talk a little bit of NBA. We don't talk a lot of NBA on this team. We only have an hour. There's been a lot of Chiefs stuff, but as the Chiefs,
thanks for keeping us in the news, Mr. Rice.
I know, I don't even think I'd mention the Chiefs.
It's
right
supposed
now.
To be downtime.
It's supposed to be downtime, but if no Chiefs get in trouble or whatever like that, we're gonna adjust now toward the playoffs, NBA playoffs. You watch the playoffs. You watch NBA, don't you, Kyle?
Yeah, when the playoffs start.
Okay. So now it's really time to get going and things like that. We'll do some it poops, and for the people that do not know this radio show, In the Pocket, is In the Pocket or Out of Pocket.
Yeah.
And if you're a visual person, just imagine quotes around, you know, not quotes or parentheses. Is it parentheses or quotes? Or what's that
quotations
thing? Quotations.
Yeah.
But what's
quotation
that?
Marks.
What's
no,
that?
That's parentheses. Parentheses. Yeah.
Parentheses. In parentheses.
All right. All
right. Hey, I graduated. I graduated.
How valid is that education right now?
The Hickman Hill School District made a lot of changes around that time. So, yeah.
Hey, trust me. I can still speak in the old language.
What's that?
I can write in cursive.
Well, I know how to write in cursive.
And I can read it.
I mean, so now you're asking too much, sir.
Oh, okay.
You know what my signature is? My signature is C, squiggly. It's really inconsistent. But you have an authentic Covell signature if you see C, squiggly. Well, no.
Mine is like a doctor. I was an artist, so mine is just a hook T and one squiggly line. And that's my entire name.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, I have my original, Social Security card with my original signature on it as a kid.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
That's when they used to, the paper was woven. Some of that Jesus paper.
It was stone. It was stone.
It's
carved in a rock.
But you know, the Christians in England, when they took over the ruins of the Romans and they found all them scrolls of the
the Dead Sea Scrolls.
That's the paper.
I have one of my watches I'm wearing today is it is actually almost a sundial.
It's a sundial, okay.
The ball's rotating.
Is that how you guys told time back?
Oh, yeah. Or you told time by, you know, what your wife is, you know, yammering at you in your ear about. He's like, must be dinner time.
And you know what? Your generation gave us, what's it called? I know this isn't visual.
Herpes?
I mean, this is a herpes?
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
You know, like when you put your thumb in your mouth and you put it up in the air, that's which way is the wind? Yeah. I think that's your generation.
No, actually, that was before my generation.
Oh, that's probably the Indians.
But I still use it.
Or Native Americans.
The Native Americans.
I still use it to this day.
You put your thumb in your mouth?
Cave people probably figured that one.
It's a finger. Yeah, it's a finger. Just take a finger, lick it, and see where you need to stand for your smoke break.
But if you... But just like, if you go to the bathroom, if you shake it more than twice, you're playing with it.
That's right.
If you do more than two licks, you are... Okay, all right. So I am Covell Hudson.
I am Typhoon Panda. You are T-Tree.
And I'm Kyle Collier, producing, and very nervous right
now. No, we're good. We're good. We're good. All press is good press. No Diddy.
Did he do it?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, yeah, yes. We're gonna call those pocket flashes. That's awful. That's awful. That was off the top.
No predictions on the hockey. Hockey is going to be starting here. You know what I'm saying? Next week, the playoffs.
We do an hour show.
Okay.
Tight. Like,
go Penguins.
Penguins.
Yeah. Pittsburgh.
So hockey.
And I like the Knights, too.
Kyle, did you ever play hockey as a kid?
No.
Did you know kids in the neighborhood or to go to school that played hockey?
I knew a couple, yeah.
How were those guys? Because, you know, I like to say, you know, football. I played football. I played basketball.
Yeah, baseball.
I got kicked off the football team, and I went and played tennis for a little bit. So, like, I kind of know how people are. And like I said, baseball, I played baseball for a little bit.
Every sport has a different attitude.
Yes, and like I said before, baseball dudes are usually kind of, I'm here to, you know, we don't hit enough. You know, like, yeah. So, like, what is the vibe of hockey dudes?
So one of my good buddies growing up, and he was my roommate and my final 2 years of college. He's from Canada. He played some hockey growing up. He's a cool dude.
But did he have like a lake in the backyard that froze half the year?
Or no.
His dad took him. Sometimes
those guys be like
hell of a fisherman.
Rollerblade. They rollerblade in hockey. You know, play.
He
hockey
was a hell of
way.
A fisherman.
Yeah.
So Canadian. It was a pond. So he's ice skated on some lakes.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, but okay, like hockey, that like how do you, I just. It's like something's got to be passed down from, like, your dad or something, because nobody wakes up and then, like, I need some skates.
No.
And I need a...
No, that's what I'm saying.
I need to play hockey.
If you rollerblade and stuff like that, like, I skated as a kid and I roller skated as a kid.
That's cute.
I skateboarded, for those that don't know about skating.
Were you doing the roll football. Bounce?
I did that type of stuff. Yeah, I had black skates.
Like, he was on skates.
But
like, in a snake of people, like eight people.
There wasn't a lot of dancing like that, but I could move on some skates. But I used to anyway. But the thing is, when you rollerblade, you play those games, you know what I'm saying? So you can be from Florida and go make the hockey team. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that you have to be around ice.
Well, you still got to be like a tough dude, though, right? Because you, not a lot of times, and I'm not coming at you for being a roller skater, but usually, I don't know if the skills translate from roller skating.
Rollerblading, the skinny inline skates.
Okay.
Yeah, where they're on one.
So I'm picturing a roll bounce.
Like. No. You're not.
Take your chains off and go play hockey.
Like. Playing hockey in roller skates. You're in roller blades.
Well, yeah.
Did you put on a tight outfit like those ice skaters and did some twirls?
That's a good question.
Would I? No.
No, did you?
I did ballet.
You hear that word play that we're doing here?
I heard it. Yeah.
I did ballet. Okay, I've danced and I did ballet.
Then you think those people would be good hockey players?
Yeah,
they're incredible skaters. Pick up a stick.
They can. They might.
Hey, that's so disrespectful to the sport of hockey.
But when you get slammed,
pick up a stick
against the wall so hard and still have the energy to go.
Oh, that's a good point.
Now remember, they just skating and picking people up. Twirling and everything like that.
It's more majestic.
But when somebody's like coming full speed at you at however many miles per hour and slam you into a wall.
But can't you just do one of those like pirouettes and somebody's coming at you?
You jump in the air, do some spins, and you jump over them.
If you're charging down the ice, it's almost the same thing as soccer. You on a soccer field and you kicking and you going, and here comes this center. And just blast you out of nowhere. There's nothing you can do about that. You can't foresee that coming. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The only difference about hockey and soccer is that you don't flop. How about that? You don't flop.
Yeah.
If you hurt for real. If you hit that ice, you're in trouble.
In hockey, you can pull the gloves off and you can
you can smack somebody upside the head for real.
And not get in trouble for it.
Yeah, and don't have teeth. I think that's a lot of those guys.
It used to be where they was like a lot of the hockey players, probably 90% of the league have fake teeth.
Yeah, or no teeth.
I remember Wayne Gretzky was on a talk show as a kid, and he was like, hey, I heard about you hockey players. And he was like, oh, yeah, front teeth, yeah. Totally false. And he puts his teeth back in. I was like, that guy loves himself so much, he doesn't care what anyone thinks of him.
Yeah.
Or he has already made his bed.
Well, but I think, like, in hockey, if you don't have teeth, I think that's like a, what's it called, like a battle. Like, who are those dudes? I'm trying to think of the specific, the Germans. The Germans, during the time when they were not doing nice stuff, but a lot of those German warriors, they would slice their eye to make it look like they had a battle wound for them to look tougher, because they'd come back home and they'd be like, oh, man, he must have been in battle, you know.
Yeah, it might make somebody hesitant on, like, messing with you, like, bro, he don't even got a mouthpiece in. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, he has a cool mouthpiece. No, that's his gums.
Yeah.
That is all his gums.
And you know, I don't know how we got here, to be completely honest.
Sorry.
It's fine. Yeah, no, yeah. I think we learned a little bit about hockey, maybe.
We did.
I don't think we did.
Go Penguins.
Go. No, we speculated on a sport we don't nothing about.
Yeah.
Well, I watched the sport.
You watched it? What'd you do that for? I'm just playing.
I used to like the fights.
Well, okay. But that's like watching...
It's soccer with revenge.
That's like watching going to a baseball game to watch the peanut guys.
But think about
sell peanuts.
If you don't play soccer because if somebody was to kick you in your shins or leg or knee, you just want to get up and knock the crap out of them, right?
Except they don't do that in soccer. They lay on the field for 5 minutes.
Because they can't get up. But think about it. That's what hockey is. Hockey, guess what? Now I can get revenge for that. I can knock you out. Yeah. And I have to have hands because when you hit the ice, they got to break it up. But if we standing up, I can just wail on you all day.
But it seems like I'd have to be humble if I played hockey. Because, like, I
wouldn't. You better take some boxing lessons or something.
No, that's not the issue. But, you know, like, I know in boxing and all that, it's about footwork and foot placement and being able to extend and keep your balance. Because it'd be, you know, I swing, and then somebody get on top, and then you lost. So I'd have to be real humble. You'd be like, you slow. You don't, I'd have to be like, ah, you got it. I'd have to be like a Andrew Luck. So hey, good sack.
He's done pulled your shirt over your head, and you're like,
you're cheating.
You're cheating.
I'm like, you silly. A few more months on this ice, though.
Ref, where are you at?
A few more months on this ice.
It sounds like you would be the player that have something to say, like, okay, all right, hey, man, you took your shower quick, Covell. Hey, man, I'm ready to go to the other locker room before they leave. You know what I'm saying? I got to see him again.
Got to.
And that happens in hockey. I don't know if you remember, there was a hockey player that lost a fight on the ice, and when he came back to play the team again, he came out there and hit him on the back of the head with a stick. And the guy, he ended up knocking him out. Boom. Guy hits the ice. Boom. I think he was in a coma or something like that. He put him in a coma. And they wanted to file, like, criminal charges.
Should have.
He was like, I was just trying to egg him on so he fight me again. I can get that rematch. That's how much anger. Yeah, you don't need a stick. You don't need any stick games.
He doesn't need to be around his kids either if he has it.
I was just trying to egg him on, but I accidentally put a guy into a coma.
Hey, we'll see. It happens.
I'm like, well, I told her over easy. And
we'll say, hey.
Oh, that is not. All right. Let's. Okay. Well, and what I mean, so I can be responsible here is, I just feel like that type of behavior can translate into the behavior at home. Is that fair? Is that fair?
Well, you can be aggressive at your job and leave your job at your job.
Don't
bring your kids and family to work day. You know what I'm saying? Just bring the kid to work day. Nope. Not doing it.
Nope. You guys gonna have to.
Yeah. Go with your mom.
Stay at base.
She does nails. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Go with your mom. Sit with your mom all day.
Oh man. All right. So Joe Burrow was asked, like I enunciated. He was asked, that's why I enunciate, because when I don't, it sounds like I said something else. But Joe Burrow was asked about, you know, how do you feel? What was the question? How do you feel about the Chiefs or your chances against the Chiefs or whatever like that? And what he said was, I think we're built to beat the Chiefs.
Hmm.
And
he said what he was supposed to say.
No, that's not what he was supposed to say.
Yes.
No, that's not what he was supposed to say.
Yes, he was.
When.
What was he supposed to say in that position? What was he supposed to say?
No, I think, you know, like they all do, the word salad. You know, hey, they're a very good team. They have a great coach. They have a great player. And, you know, we're going to keep building and try to take them down next year.
What is wrong with a team saying that,
okay,
hey, we the best?
I'll tell you why.
We going to knock them out. Who are you talking about? Like the Jamar Chase attitude. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not against it. He been proven wrong talking against our team.
Yeah, but that's the point. That's the point.
But you have to.
No, you don't. You don't have to continue to put a target on your back. So Joe Burrow saying that is like, who's an injury-prone NBA player?
Oh, God.
Let's say Kyrie. He's been pretty injury-prone.
What about Love?
Kevin Love?
Definitely.
No, I'm not even going to. But let's just use the Nets as an example. KD, Kyrie, and who else was there? It was a big three.
James Harden.
So the conversation.
Ben Simmons. There's your injury prone player.
Yes. But that season started, you know, because, you know, they all got together. But that first year when they were all together, the season started with, if they can all stay healthy, do you know how futile that is? Just saying, so like with Joe Burrow, you have to say, if he can stay healthy, they're one of the best teams in the league. If he's not hurt, then they're one of the best teams in the league. But here's the thing, since he's been in this league, he's been hurt more often than he's not hurt.
That still doesn't like matter when you're saying, hey.
It does matter.
What do you think about the Chiefs' team? If I played for the Detroit Lions, if I played for the Jets, or no, who would be the worst? The Panthers?
Yeah.
If I played for the Panthers, I would be like, we're going to destroy the Chiefs. Chiefs who? And this is coming from a team.
And then the offensive tackle.
I don't even care if the
offensive guards.
Expansion team and ain't even got a roster yet, I'm saying we're going to crush them because.
But you know the NFL don't work like that.
I know the reality of it.
Okay, so what are we talking about?
But I'm still going to say it.
No, but you shouldn't. That's like Kadarius Toney right now talking stuff
about
the Bengals.
I'm built to last the full season.
Yes, if he said, like, I'm the most talented receiver or the Bengals can't stop me, like, Kadarius, hey, settle. Relax. Hey, KT, relax, man. Just, you know, stay in the gym.
But what's wrong with having that confidence?
What's wrong is.
And I don't think he's particularly wrong.
Who?
Joe Burrow.
Yeah. I mean.
They are.
I'm not.
That's what you need to do. That's what teams in the AFC need to do. You need to build your team to beat the Chiefs.
Yeah. Okay. I'll push
Look
back.
Look what Houston's
that.
Doing. They're adding up on offensive firepower.
Okay.
Pittsburgh.
Eagles. Michael Vick Eagles is what the Texans is going to be.
That's a good team.
No. Do you remember Michael Vick when they signed Deshaun back? They signed Vince Young.
And they had Nnamdi Asomugha.
And they were like, this is going to be the Super Team.
The
NFL does not work that way.
Those were some old dudes. That's not what the Texans did. They are young.
Stephon Diggs is old.
He's old, but he's 30. He's 29, I think.
But he's going to throw off that young, you know, like, because Diggs, think about Diggs and the baggage that he has. Over the last 4 years, all the seasons ended with him like this, looking at the other team celebrating.
Yeah.
So he's going into every game, every playoff game with that. And the Texans guys are like, happy to be here. We're here. Let's get it done. If we lose this one, it's all right. And Stephon is like, no. That's a completely different vibe. That's like,
I don't think you give the Texans enough credit. CJ Stroud is about that.
He's about it.
All right, so this is what we're going to do right now.
And hold on, Kova, I want to read the full Joe Burrow quote.
Go ahead.
Because, Ty, he says a little bit of what I think you want him
to
say.
Well, pause real quick. I am taking a quote and blowing it up, okay? Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
Right. It's short but sweet. We both work really hard at what we do. They got great players. We've got great players. I think we match up pretty well with them. We're kind of built to beat them.
Perfect.
Well, yeah, but this was clickbait, man.
Perfect. I'm just saying, I think he's allowed to say it.
Yeah.
And he has beaten the Chiefs. And whatever the Chiefs, who's the Chiefs' toughest rival? I think it's
don't you Cincinnati say the Bengals.
Who I think is? It is. How absolutely. Is.
I think it stepped up to, I think I'm going to put Baltimore in front
it's
of them.
It's Baltimore,
now.
It's the Bills, and then it's
No, it's not the Bills.
It is the Bills. Because look.
I don't think so.
We
three
we
years
trash.
In a, three playoff games, three straight playoff games has ended in
victories. They got there, and the Bengals didn't. The Bengals got there once.
Yeah, well, Joe Burrow got hurt last year.
And
big
one
shock.
And
but it's 1-0.
He got hurt. That's admiration.
No, but I just think that they're the more dangerous team that we – who do you not want to see in the playoffs? You would say the Bengals.
The Bills.
More often than not, I'm saying the Bengals.
I would say the Bengals over the Bills.
But listen.
Baltimore first, Bengals, Baltimore Bengals.
It's Bengals.
Give us Baltimore. I'm all right with Baltimore.
No, well, me too.
I don't see them as a rival.
Well, but they make it farther more consistently than the Bengals. So
yeah,
how
kinda,
is that?
Kinda.
So, yeah. So
it's not really. True. No, not really.
So look. So why is it? So why is it that we keep beating the Bills? We only had to play the Bengals once.
Because everybody else around the Bills is trash. That's why the Bills keep being there.
Yuck. No, it's not. And they won 8 games in a row to get to the playoffs. And have a better seed than it.
Who are they beating?
So look. We talk. We bash. The Bills take a lot of what's the word I'm looking for? What's our word? Shrapnel. Josh Allen catches a lot of shrapnel.
Don't you wait for Josh Allen to show up?
No, but here's the thing. But here's the reality. If we didn't have the Mahomes oomph, the Mahomes juice, the Mahomes greatness, Josh Allen would have beat us every time we played them.
Okay.
And I think that's a fact.
But that's a hypothetical.
Jimmy Garoppolo would have beat Alex Smith in the Super Bowl.
If Josh Allen wasn't Josh Allen, he would have a championship probably by now.
What does that mean?
Exactly.
Josh Allen is a fabulous football player.
I wanted you to say, what does that mean? Because when you say, hey, if Mahomes didn't have that magic and he wasn't Mahomes, Josh Allen then would be – that's the same
scenario.
If
Josh Allen wasn't Josh Allen, the Bills wouldn't even have been there. Is my point, but the Bengals were playing good when Burrow was hurt. Remember, it was a controversy.
Yeah, because they got a good team.
Yeah, but you can't do that with the Bills. So I'm defending Josh Allen here.
Exactly.
Josh Allen is a.
It's not the Bills.
No, it is the Bills.
I disagree.
It's the Bills with Josh Allen.
The Bengals are the only team to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Well, that was because Patrick Mahomes played the worst half of football he's ever played.
Yeah, and the Bengals took advantage of it.
What they do the next year? Huh?
They went to the Super Bowl.
What they do the next year?
The Bills can't get past the AFC Championship.
When did the Bills go to the Super Bowl?
How many AFC? Okay, the Chiefs. Who's been in the AFC Championship the last 5 years? Who was it?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs. Who have they played? How many times have we seen the Bengals?
3 years.
How many times?
We've seen the Bengals.
Once.
Once.
And
once.
Everybody's
the Bengals,
giving them
I'm sorry,
credit.
But the Bills.
And
twice. We've seen them twice.
In the AFC.
And
okay, twice.
Yeah.
And we split. But.
How many
times we played the Bills?
Two. And then and then Baltimore last year.
Yeah.
Well, and let
two,
me.
Two and one. And you are putting the Bills.
And the Bills lost both.
And the Bills is trash.
They're not trash. They're trash compared to the Chiefs.
That's what I'm saying. So
well, you got to put it in context. I wouldn't,
okay, they trash compared to the Chiefs.
If you were to ask
y'all
me,
y'all don't give my Vikings yeah. love like this.
Well, duh.
You, boy, I was about to. Oh, we're about to get fined.
They
bro.
Can't win a barbecue. What you mean?
Who is about to get fined?
The Vikings don't have a quarterback.
I was about to call y'all everything other than a child of God, man. I was about to go off on y'all. Y'all do my Vikings dirty. But you talking about, oh, don't say that the Bills ain't trash. Listen, if you are looking at the playoffs, okay, you said out of the 5 years, right, we played in this between the Bengals and the Bills of who is the, you know, more scarier team for the Chiefs. Okay, 2 years. We've just beat Josh Allen them because what? Josh Allen always shows up. Always shows up.
No, but we,
if he's fumbling, if he's throwing a pick, he shows
every,
up.
Every team, every game that they play against the Chiefs.
One out of the two games, well, the Bengals won. And guess what? That alone, mm-hmm. you a stat dude. That alone ought to be like,
the stats say, man.
Well,
can't coach B.
What I can't do is what I can't do is act like Josh Allen is not a great quarterback. We just have a great third quarterback.
He's third on the list. It'll be Baltimore. Baltimore is the scarier team for the Chiefs to play now, and then the Bengals, and then the Bills.
Okay,
I just disagree.
I just think it's still the Bengals one. Right, the Bills this year are not even. Certainly not a threat to me.
You're still putting Baltimore though at least second, right?
Yeah, I'll put Baltimore second. I'll put Houston over the Bills too.
You guys. Ooh,
have you seen the Bills roster? The Bills got rid of everybody.
I know their roster is great, but did you see Covell's shoulders just drop?
No, I didn't.
No, my shoulders dropped earlier.
Well, you said. Houston over the Bills.
No, matter of fact, my shoulders perked up because I'm working on something right now to shut down this whole Houston, Texas nonsense.
Oh, he hates being wrong. Because he was like, what? He looked at you, Kyle, like that was blasphemy for you to put Houston over the Bills.
No, because that's what people are doing. That's what people are doing. People are seeing that the Texans back their way into the playoffs with the rookie quarterback where nobody has film on him, and then just naturally, he's not going to hit no sophomore slump.
Well, he probably will.
Yeah, but we're talking like put him ahead of – well, the Bills, they lost a whole bunch of people.
They lost everybody.
But now we're going to see what Josh Allen does by himself.
Oh, my God. He's going to be Josh Allen. And he really don't have any targets.
Yeah. So if
he's going to be a Josh Allen.
All right, Ty. So let me ask you this.
Josh Allen's going to run himself into so many fumbles this year.
Put Josh Allen in Mahomes' position with those receivers. Hold on.
He has a couple Super Bowls.
Josh
Allen has a couple what?
He has a couple Super Bowls if he has the Chiefs roster.
Yeah, no, probably.
No, but he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
listen to what I'm saying,
though. Why am I trying to be nice to us today?
But listen, what I'm saying is Mahomes had to find a way to work these guys in. You understand what I'm saying? He had to work with what they could do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what the point I'm really trying to make. Josh Allen couldn't be in that position and work these. It just takes a certain level of football IQ for that. I think he just step above.
Me being a historian of the game and respecting greatness, you cannot – act like so like Ty, before the Chiefs got Patrick Mahomes, you wouldn't have the gumption, the gall, the unmitigated gall.
I couldn't
to
read.
Say Josh Allen is just like an awful quarterback. He's not a good quarterback.
He's a good quarterback. He's just third on the list.
Well, yeah, but you're making it seem like he's chopped liver or something.
He always shows up.
I've never used that in a sentence smoothly like that. I've never, yeah, it's always
felt
been.
Good?
Yeah, it's all right.
Had to chop it up and make it a bit, save it cool. for you. But the thing is, I'm not saying that he's just trash, but he shows up. And now you're about to try to find, because Kyle has put him down to number four, as far as being able to be a threat for the Chiefs.
But I'm talking about the past.
He put Houston over them.
I'm talking about the past.
He put
but, But this whole segment started with Joe Burrow's quote, which is about right now.
Yes.
Right now, who's built better to beat the Chiefs, the Bengals or the Bills? It's not the Bills.
Exactly.
Hey, and you know what? I was just talking about that quote specifically. Because, like, yeah, like.
And you tried to lead us astray.
It's bulletin board. He said, we're built to beat the Chiefs. So the thing is, when the Chiefs match up to play them, the big storyline is going to be, oh, you're built to beat us.
Oh, it's gonna come back to hunt.
So that's what I'm talking about.
That's okay, but.
My producer and co-host turned on me.
Because he was right.
He tried to lead us astray. That's what he tried to do. No.
Joe Burrow.
No, I want
Joe Burrow was right.
Bamboozled, led astray. No, like. They're not built to. Okay, matter of fact, how about this? We'll see next year. We'll see during the regular season if they're built to beat the Chiefs. That's the thing, because you say that.
Okay, Cole, if it's not the Bengals, Covell, then who is it?
That's not what I'm talking about right now. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about
you
is
put the Bills over the Bengals.
That's not what I did. We were talking about history. We were talking about the history of the last few years. And
I still think you're wrong.
I still believe by week four, Joe Burrow's going to get hurt. And then people are going to be like, oh, if he didn't get hurt, if I knew he was going to get hurt, I wouldn't have picked him. But you know what I'm going to be saying? I knew. That's what I'm going to be saying. And I can't wait. Can you click?
Nobody.
Can you F8 this?
We did not dispute you on that.
I need you to F8
that. We're not disputing that.
No, you are disputing.
No, we're not saying.
No, listen. But look, hold on. My point got hijacked, and y'all thought y'all were led astray. Y'all thought I was making an argument that I'm not making. The reason you don't make quotes like that is because if you don't beat the Chiefs, they're going to come back. Your fan base, your sports coverage.
Are going to make
They're
going to
come back. Not make an excuse
for you.
No, they're going to say, no, whether you get hurt or you don't beat them, they're going to be like, well, you said I was built to beat the Chiefs. What happened?
Look at what the Chiefs did in the Super Bowl, right? That was just a heads up. It wasn't like a lot of referee interference and whatever. Mm-hmm. But what was still the narrative? Oh, they rigged that. So Mahomes could win that.
What you mean?
I mean, but that's the narrative overall as a whole blanket.
Yeah. Well, that's what a dynasty deals with.
Yeah. Those are losing teams. So I used to be a part of it.
So it's going to always, even with him saying this quote, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be, and they don't fulfill it and beat us, it's going to be like, oh, well, you seen that game, man. Look at that. You barely touched them. Man, they took away the hip drag is why they got away with it and the weight, you know, and it's gonna be excuse after excuse.
Well, I wanna point this out real quick.
It was the same thing with the Jamar Chase thing.
Well, but see, once again, my point
he didn't lose
is being bastardized. My point is you don't make that statement because it's gonna come back for you. And feels like a soft coup here. Making it seem like I don't know what I'm talking about, or I'm talking about some foolishness. It's a soft coup, not a full coup.
I still think the Bengals have the best chance.
That's it.
To take the Chiefs down.
And I don't
in
think
the AFC.
Well, but that's what I think. But that statement means about as much as when.
So you say answer like a
politician. No. But that means the same thing as when there was a hurricane or whatever, and Stephen A. Smith got on ESPN and said, my heart is with those people affected by the hurricane. Oh, thanks, Stephen A. Thanks. What does that do for us? That statement, like, so that's what sports has turned into. Like, yeah, they have a team that's built. No, let's go on history. Let's go on what have you done. So for him to say we're built to beat the Chiefs, and you know what? And that's what I was going to bring up earlier before y'all grabbed the steering wheel and turned it the completely opposite way. Look at all the teams that went all in to beat the Chiefs these last few years. The Bills just imploded. The Bengals, after this year, are going to implode. They may not have T. Higgins.
Yeah.
They paid Burrow, right?
Yeah, they paid him.
So, yeah. So bye-bye extra linebacker. Bye-bye third receiver Boyd.
Tyler Boyd. He's still a free agent.
Yeah, they can't pay him. They can't bring him back. Ja'Marr Chase is talking about, I don't know if we're going to keep him. Depends on what they pay me.
Yeah.
So y'all keep on thinking that losers are going to figure out how to be winners. Y'all keep thinking that. And this is what I want to say before we get out of here. I know we got to get out of here. But the Texans. We're going to talk about the Texans, your Cinderella team.
Uh-oh,
your team that you're thinking people are talking about.
He must have found something to fit the narrative.
Fit the narrative? Disrespectful again. Disrespectful again. Like I.
He's gonna save that.
All right, no, here's the thing. So, Texans, you're expecting them to take a big jump this next year, right?
Absolutely.
Based on what? Based on their record? Based on them making the playoffs?
Based on a young and explosive offense with a quarterback who looks like the real deal.
Uh-huh.
What's the most important position in football, Ty? It's the quarterback. I couldn't quite hear him.
He answered it stupidly. He answered it stupidly.
It's
the
quarterback.
It's like Free Will Estate.
Yeah.
They just added a I would say a top 10 NFL wide receiver. And they've got a young.
Top 17. Go ahead.
They've got a young and very productive defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to be one of the top five seeds in the AFC playoffs.
Did they have a dominant season this year?
They will win their division.
It wasn't dominant, but they by putting Stroud in there,
they beat
it
the Ravens.
It elevated their game.
Okay, so let me
see. And we've seen that.
Okay.
So let's say
they beat the juggernaut Ravens last year.
Okay. A team that should be ready to take the next step, they should probably run away with their division, right?
They will.
They should no, but I'm saying this last year. They probably should have ran away with their division. They didn't. If you're in a conference where two opening starter quarterbacks got hurt early in the season and was out for the rest of the season like the Jaguars did, like the Colts had.
The Colts had it. Trevor Lawrence was there.
Trevor Lawrence, but he got hurt in like week 11, and he was out for the rest of the year. Don't you remember that? Yep, he was out.
No, he only missed a couple games.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, he was out for the rest of the season.
I don't.
Because that's how they fell. That's how they fell to 9-8.
He missed like a couple of games in the middle of the year, but he came back.
You can look that up real quick, but this is still factual. So two quarterbacks missed substantial time in their conference, and you still only barely won a division the last game of the season. And how many teams in the AFC had hurt quarterbacks? So that means in their conference, how many conference teams do conference game does a team play a year? Six or eight?
Six.
You mean divisional?
Division.
Yeah, you play each team twice, so that's six.
Six. So they had an easy conference schedule, and they still barely got in there. So you go to next year.
I'm expecting a jump. That's what I'm
expecting. And they got in the door. They had absolutely nothing.
And that division is still kind of trash.
Well, yeah, but they have Lawrence there, and they have Richardson. I think he's only thrown the ball like eight times.
Yeah.
But I'm not expecting him to make such a precipitous
jump. And C.J. Stroud, he looks like the truth.
He does.
No, he does. He makes nice plays, but it was a whole year of people not having film on him. So Patrick Mahomes, you know, when his first few years in the league, he was throwing it deep. Everybody stopped him from throwing it deep.
So who's going to win that division?
But he was able to reinvent himself and turn himself into a dink and dunker and then hit over the top. So this next year, we're going to be able to see if C.J. Stroud is able to make the adjustment, and we're just assuming he can.
See, Mahomes just became that baseball player. All I need is a bloop and a blast. That's it.
I don't even know what that means.
Sorry. I'm excited for the Royals.
I know what it means.
Too,
I know what it means.
Okay, that's that baseball talk. But
I'm sorry.
Well,
it's time to break.
We got to go to break. Coming back to this, we're going to get out of here, and we're going to talk some Royals, and we're going to talk maybe some id poop in the pocket or out of pocket. We'll be back after this. We are back in the pocket, and we're going to start this segment with saying everybody's built to beat the Chiefs until they beat the Chiefs. You are listening to 94.5 FM, 1510 AM, ESPN, Kansas City. And we talked about, like, specifically two topics last segment, and I think I was right. But anyway, we're going to do a Royals rundown brought to us by our esteemed producer, Kyle Collier. What's your middle name?
Redacted.
What is it, like Bartholomew or something?
I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, how come on. Make it authentic here.
No.
You look like a Kyle, not Dylan. Kyle Rick Collier. No.
Okay. Good Lord.
Kyle. Oh, what is a good Johnson County name? Connor. Kyle Connor Collier. No. That would be ridiculous.
No. It starts with an A, but I'll leave it at that.
Oh, your last Aaron. Name could be KKC.
You're an Aaron with the two A's.
Kyle Aaron Collier.
Incorrect.
All right. Let's do the Royals rundown.
All right, gentlemen.
All right.
Do we remember what happened last week?
Yes.
My first prediction last week was correct.
It was correct. And they upped you one.
Hold up, say that again.
My prediction last week was correct. I predicted a 4-3, and what did they give me? They gave me
a
5-2. This week I predicted a 4-2. What did they give me? They gave me a 4-2. These Royals are hot. Now.
So hold on. So this is a bonus. A special segment. It's a Royals rundown and a Kyle was right segment.
Yeah, that's right. I like that. I like that. we're gonna keep going with that. So a little weekend review here, guys. They had on Tuesday the 9th, the Wednesday the 10th, and Thursday the 11th. They had three games against Houston. Swept them in dominant fashion too. They had a come from behind win on Tuesday.
I got what I wanted. Dude.
They won 4-3. Then Wednesday night, I was in the ballpark. Brought some of my lucky magic. The Royals win 11-2. Then Thursday, just beating them down with a W 13-3. Houston, go back, you cheaters, right?
Yeah.
Then they traveled to New York.
Like, that was 5 years ago, man. Go ahead.
Offense struggles. Offense struggles. They lose 1-6. All right, that's fine. Then, boom, the offense is back on Saturday with an 11-7 win. They lost yesterday 1-2. Offense really struggled. But this week, upcoming. So they were 4-2. Kyle was right.
Kyle was right. And I got what I wanted. I wanted them to sweep Houston.
Oh, yeah.
I hate Houston. It should be a black eye.
They cheated.
It should be a black eye on that year. Almost like, hey, we didn't even play the series that year.
It was a COVID year. Just like Bill Belichick, everybody does it. We got caught. don't put it all on us. Everybody does it.
So currently, in your MLB standings in the AL Central Division, the Royals sit at 10-6, and they have the best run differential in Major League Baseball at +37.
All right.
That's pretty nice.
The Guardians, Cleveland Guardians, are one game up on us. Look at me. I think I'm on the team. Cleveland Guardians, in first place of the AL Central right now, they have a +35 run differential. So the two best teams in the big leagues, run differential-wise, in the AL Central.
Because the number one team is New York right now, right?
Yeah, the Yankees have the best record at 12-4. So, upcoming in this week, they start off with three games against the 2-13 Chicago White Sox. Tonight, Monday night, Jackie Robinson Day today, then Tuesday, Wednesday. Then you're off on Thursday, and then you've got three more against Baltimore. So that's six games. The Royals play the Baltimore Orioles pretty close in the second series of the season. Only 1-1. I don't expect another sweep of Chicago. It's tough to beat a team seven straight games.
That was a close series, too.
In Chicago?
Yeah.
No way.
But didn't you say they're the worst team?
They're the worst team in the MLB, absolutely.
3-4, 4-4, 5-4.
We're sweeping them. I'm calling it.
Never mind.
I'm putting my cards on the table.
Destroyed the White Sox.
Nope, looking at the wrong numbers. Forget about it.
All right, so you've got three against the 2-13 White Sox, and then three against Baltimore, who is, let me check their record real quick. They are 9-6. But Baltimore won 100 games last year. They should be a playoff team.
The next six games?
Give me, I really want to say 5-1.
I was going to say, I'll say it for you, 5-1.
You're going to say 5-1?
I'm going to say 5-1, man.
It's going to be.
You've seen both these teams. You've played them three times already. The White Sox, you've played four times. 5-1 is tough.
So, okay, how about this? If you do 5-1, then we'll have another Kyle was right. But if they go 4-2, Kyle was wrong.
Kyle was wrong, but he accepts what happened.
Was wrong.
All right, I'm going to go 4-2, though.
I'm going to go 5-1, man.
Okay.
I think they something about that pitching, man.
Tonight they will be without Salvador Perez, who took a MJ Melendez throws out a runner at the plate. Runner slides right into Sal's thigh. He's not going to play tonight, but he tweeted he'll be back tomorrow. We'll see about that. There's been no official update on him.
How old is he?
33.
Wow. Why does he seem 44?
I know.
Why does he seem? Well, because we've seen him since he was 12.
Like, I don't know. I thought he was my age. Every time he talks, I'm like, you sure?
I'm not older 40 than yet?
You're not even 40, right? You sure?
No, I think he's been in the league for a long ass time.
I think your parents lied on your birth certificate.
Well, you know, never mind. I won't go there.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I was going to do it, but I didn't. And I saved myself.
That paperwork, boy.
Comedy.
All right. Let me ask you this before we go to break. What are the Royals doing in these last couple weeks that shows that it'll be sustainable and not just what the Cardinals did in the preseason for like 10 years?
Yeah. It's the starting pitching. They've been unbelievable. They're among the top five in the starting rotation and among the top five best earned run averages. So that helps. But even when, like Saturday against the Mets, even when your fifth starter, Alec Marsh, has a rough day, you know, he gives up four runs, the offense is able to overcome it. You know, it's just
you don't put them too deep.
The offense has been able to support, or maybe it's vice versa. But that's how baseball works. You know, it's the ultimate. You know, one facet of the game has to lift up another.
A good closer. Come in there.
That's what worries me about this Royals team. The bullpen has been shaky outside of
two guys. So that's one of the things that, like, so you said, what was the word you used? You used the word, you said they're pitching extravagant, not that word.
It's been exceptional so far.
Exceptional. So if the Royals pitching turns from exceptional to
right,
those aren't official words. It goes from good, exceptional to
back
good.
Back to middle of the road.
To middle of the road. What does that do for the overall success?
I mean, this is just like the discussions we had about the Chiefs' defenses.
That's what I was about to say. I was going to go through with the defense. Yeah. You better have a hell of a defense.
We were like, we don't need this defense to be top five. We just need them to be 14 through 17, right?
Yeah. But if they're 14 to 17, that's
this
probably
offense is good enough to win ball games.
Okay. So you've got
an exceptional pitcher, Cole Reagans, right? He's going to be a Cy Young candidate.
So how many runs behind do you think our offense is good enough to come back from?
Whoa. I don't understand that question.
Do you think if we're down they're not a comeback from behind team, are they?
This year so far they are. Yeah.
Yeah, we have. So if we
did it Saturday,
is it four runs? Or if we down by five runs, is Cal like, look, I'm turning the TV off, bro.
I'm not going to turn the TV off, probably, you know. Because
miraculous things happen in baseball.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean.
That's just a tough question to answer, really. I mean, I can't pinpoint a specific.
The biggest deficit we had this year has been 4 points, right? Or was it? Wasn't it six?
No, I got whooped on a few times.
Or seven? No, that we came back from.
Oh, okay.
Houston, it was like three. The Mets, it was like four.
Yeah, so four. Four runs down.
Yeah. Ideally, you only want your starter to give up three runs.
Yeah, of course.
If you go six innings and you give up three runs, that's considered quality.
Being a Royals fan, I thought it was like six. As long as they, give up less than six,
what it was in the past.
Whoa, there's a number.
Yeah, I'm bored of this Royals talk. We will be back with some it poop in the pocket or out of pocket after this. We are back in the pocket. You are listening to In the Pocket with Colville Hudson,
Typhoon Panda.
And Kyle.
He wasn't ready, but he got there. Yeah. All right. You're listening to 94.5 FM, 1510 AM, ESPN, Kansas City. And we're going to do a little bit of it poop. And do not be alarmed by that name. It is an acronym for in the pocket or out of pocket, and it starts right now.
All right. All right, fellas. Two questions today. All right. And we'll tell each other, fist in the pocket, out of pocket. If you would have a dream job working whatever sport today, what team and stuff would it be for? And what would be your position?
Head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Head coach of the Houston Texans.
You both go football? You wouldn't want to be a manager or
something? I'm kidding. No, I'd go front office job for the Kansas City Royals. Are you kidding me? Let's fire me up.
That doesn't seem fun.
The front office?
Dream job?
Yeah, I'd like to run a winning baseball team.
Oh, okay. You want to be the guy behind there. And okay, I feel you.
I'd like to tell you to buy your own stadium.
I feel
Figure
you.
Figure it out. Crunch those numbers.
I feel you. I'd be the head coach for the Chicago Bulls, man.
Chicago Bulls?
Yeah. Chicago Bulls, bro.
Word.
Have fun getting fired after 2 years.
Oh, of course. But I work well under pressure.
Michael Jordan ain't walking through that door.
I'm a tourist.
Got DeMar DeRozan.
And he's been hooping, but you got DeMar DeRozan. All right.
That's it.
I would change the franchise. All right, your second one is here, right here. Now, you can have never played this sport before, okay? What sport do you think you would be able to play that you've never played before but would dominate?
Rugby.
Cricket.
Cricket? What's cricket?
Making t-shirts? Y'all are the most cheating this dudes.
But cricket, what?
I'll go boxing. How about that?
Oh, all right. I can see you, though, with your weight.
I'd like to do boxing. I'd like to get in the ring.
And you can, okay. Thank you for not cheating. Cricket is just like a form of baseball.
I thought you were talking about you're going to make t-shirts or something with a cricket machine.
What? No.
No.
Is this dream in the pocket or out of pocket? Where are we going?
Oh, I don't think these are in the pocket or out of pocket questions.
Yeah, I'm a little confused.
Because I can see him being dominant
I'll
in
trash
cricket.
Kyle. No, he'd be an awful boxer.
Boxing.
He doesn't have the hip movement.
Well, I'm a baseball player. We all got the hip movement. What are you talking about?
It's all in the hips. Man, that's crazy.
So, yeah, I don't know if it's in the pocket or out of pocket.
Well, I'm playing lacrosse, bro.
Lacrosse?
I'd be a cold
out of pocket.
I got long arms, too. I can
You'd be a good goalie, Ty.
That means... For soccer?
Yeah.
Bro, you can't kick no balls towards me. balls to my face.
You would knock down barriers in the what's the sport?
In lacrosse.
In lacrosse, he'd break barriers. Yeah. He'd be the Jackie Robinson.
I'd be the first lacrosse player on the Wheaties box, man. They'd be like, lacrosse? What is that?
Brian song of lacrosse.
Black people play lacrosse? Hey, Mom, look, they got a
KJ Adams player. Of the Kansas Jayhawks did. Yeah.
I'll be Tiger Woods of the lacrosse.
Boring sport. All right, Kyle, what's yours?
All right, real quick. With Rashee Rice's potential absence this year, we don't know, 6-8 games, we'll see.
Kadarius.
Eight.
We got Kadarius. Go ahead.
You can't have more
felonies. Will Kadarius Toney step up as the third option behind Hollywood Brown and Travis Kelce?
Kadarius Toney is going to make so many Chiefs fans feel embarrassed. I say yes, and potentially number two receiver.
Because
Hollywood may get hurt. May miss a few games.
Hollywood may get hurt.
He may miss a few games.
You know the man you were
he's
talking
been
about.
Working
right
with, yes, I because did. He's been working with Mahomes. I Kadarius is going. He's going to make me feel bad.
What
I'm,
about
I'm sorry,
Sky Moore?
I disrespect
I'm kidding.
You.
Go ahead.
Sky Moore going to be all right as the fifth or sixth receiver. The Bengals will have a worse record. They will end worse than fourth in the conference next season. I do not think they will be better than the fourth seed in the conference.
Oh, I'm out of pocket.
So that means you put Miami above them?
I'm out of pocket.
I'm out of pocket, too. Yeah.
Out of pocket? Well, you guys know what happened this last year. I was right all year, so I can't wait to be right the next season. We'll be back next week in the pocket. We're out.